Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights. Our guest today is Michael Lynch. Michael is a managing director of Applied Insights with the Hartford Funds. He is not affiliated with UBS and his views are his own.
Welcome back to The Inner Circle. I'm Tiffany Kellner, managing director with the Radius Group, and today we're talking about a major update that could have a real financial impact for millions of Americans, the Social Security Fairness Act. Now, this is a new law signed earlier this year, which repeals two long-standing provisions that reduce Social Security benefits for people who also received government pensions. It's a big deal. And if you or someone in your family worked in education or law enforcement or another public service role, you're really going to want to hear this. So to help us unpack what this means, I'm joined by Michael Lynch. He's the managing director of Applied Insights at Hartford Funds. Mike has spent decades helping people navigate retirement and investment and charitable planning strategies. And he is our go-to expert for breaking down complex topics in a way that actually makes sense. So Mike, thanks so much for being here today.
Sure. Tiffany, thanks very much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Sure. So let's jump in. So Mike, for folks hearing about this for the first time, help us understand this new law and what does it actually mean and who does it actually help?
Sure. It's been a very interesting change in the law. I think for years, unfortunately, many folks were kind of negatively impacted, if you will, if you worked for a government or different types of positions where maybe you didn't pay into Social Security and you're collecting a pension, Social Security and maybe a spousal Social Security option was not available to millions of people, quite honestly. I think about 2.8 to 3 million people. Wow. Based on Social Security's own estimates. So I think it's interesting that this change has come into play, and it really is, I think, in two areas. One is this windfall elimination provision, or WEP, which people may have heard about, or the government pension offset, or GPO. So again, I think it's an interesting thing. I think it's a positive thing for many folks. It may mean that you get an increased benefit or a new benefit that maybe you didn't receive for a number of years going forward. So I think it's a positive change. And when I think about the change itself, whether it affects individuals or not, I think it's a positive thing as we're moving in the right direction. Social Security is finally being addressed, I think, from our government. So you know, this is not certainly the end-all, cure-all, and it's not going to be the last change that we're going to see. But I do think it's a step in the positive, you know, or in the right direction to start really taking serious concern and really addressing some of the challenges with Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It seems like it's an ongoing process of constantly making adjustments. So, but let's talk numbers. How much more can people expect to receive, and certainly tax implications for these higher benefits as well, right?
Yeah, there potentially could be. I think that's one of the challenges. Unfortunately, you know, many times when we talk about Social Security, we kind of scratch our head when we think about numbers because everyone is different. So it's been estimated between zero, if maybe it doesn't apply to me, to potentially $1,000 a month. But again, it doesn't mean everyone who's available or is, you know, being awarded the advantage of this, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get that full amount. So it really does cross the board, and it all depends on your age, depends on, you know, the number of years you've worked. There's so many different factors that come into play, but I do think your point is well taken. I think we're probably going to pay taxes on this benefit as well. So that's something I think where you really want to sit down before, if you haven't received a check already, but before you do take the check, to see, you know, does this make sense? Is this something, you know, maybe I have to set aside a little bit of money knowing that I'm going to potentially pay taxes next year, possibly? And does this push me into a higher bracket, unfortunately, Medicare? So there are a number of factors that come into play. And that's where I think it's really the opportunity to have a conversation before you do anything with folks like yourselves and your tax professional as well.
And this will affect potential Medicare premiums as well, right?
It certainly can, yeah, depending on your situation. Again, depending on where you're at and where you fall into play. So it's not to say it's a positive and a negative, but I think for many folks, it's a positive. But then there's some things we need to be aware of, because there may be some implications next year, because we are seeing most folks getting a lump sum check, which again is a great thing, but sometimes you forget that we're going to pay taxes and may push me into a higher bracket next year and then maybe grow back down. But it might have a short-term effect where it's something that you don't want to be caught off guard. So you want to have a conversation about it.
So these lump sum checks that individuals are receiving, these are retroactive benefits back from 2024. Is that right?
They will, yeah. So December of 2023 was kind of the cutoff, and those payments, December payments, are paid in January. So ideally, it's January 2024 up until April. Again, Social Security will determine that actual amount. And then if it is applicable, they will send a lump sum check or, you know, wire into their account or whatever.
Sure, sure. And I know many people have already started to see those Social Security payment increases or received that retroactive deposit. What should retirees be watching for if they haven't seen it yet? And is Social Security communicating directly with everyone that's impacted?
Yeah, so Social Security has been very open and honest on their website, ssa.gov. They have detailed instructions of how they've contacted or are going to be contacting individuals. So they'll reach out to people by mail, let them know if it's something that applies to them, and then basically, you know, again, either wire the money or send a check to them to let them know that this is something that's, you know, an option for them or something that they're going to benefit from. If they haven't been notified, I would encourage them possibly go out again to SSA.gov. That's basically your location to set up an account for yourself. Just confirm your mailing address if you've moved recently, or maybe you had an old address out there you haven't updated in a while. That would hold up that process where maybe you're not getting that initial contact by mail, or it may be something that what they basically have been responding to folks saying, the reason you haven't gotten a check yet is because it's more of a complex situation. So I think kind of the bread and butter ones, they've been very good about initially establishing those accounts, setting those checks. But if there's something a little complex to it, I think they want to take, you know, a little more time and just navigate that, ensure that they're sending the right check, you're getting the right amount. So I think it's more caution, but I think it's going to, you know, benefit folks in the long run. So, you know, there's a number of reasons if they haven't, but again, I would encourage them to look and see if they've gotten, you know, if you're like me, sometimes you stack some of those things on the counter for the mail thinking it's, you know, maybe something I can open in a month or two. If it's coming from Social Security, you probably want to open it. And I will, kind of as a side note, I will caution you, be very careful, because unfortunately, anytime things like this happen, sadly, there's also a number of scams that are going on right now. Be cautious. Social Security will not text you saying, hit this button to receive this check. It won't contact you by phone. They won't text you, you know, again, with some misleading information like some of the scams that are out there. So you just want to be cautious of that. If there's anything, if there's any concerns, there's an 800 line set up. You can report that. Or again, you can contact Social Security Administration directly. But just be very careful. Again, anytime things like this happen, sadly, there's countless scams that also tend to appear.
Oh, that's great advice. And sad, but great advice. Michael, what about if you never applied for Social Security because you just assumed you didn't qualify for it? If you've never actually applied for Social Security, will Social Security proactively send something, or do you need to make sure you apply on your own first?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You do need to apply to be included in this. So that's where you want to sit down and have a conversation and see if it makes sense to apply. Is now the time to do it? So you want to make sure that it's something that makes sense for you for the next X number of years, knowing that, you know, potentially you get a little bit more from a benefit perspective. But again, talking to your tax professional, talking to your financial professional, looking at your situation, I think will put you in the best position.
Yeah. Great advice. Great advice. Mike, thank you for helping us make sense of such an important and timely topic. I know many of our listeners will walk away with a clearer understanding of what's changed and what steps that they may need to take next.
Well, great. Thanks very much for the time today, Tiffany. I appreciate it.
Sure. If you're listening and think this law may apply to you or someone you love, and even if you've never filed for benefits, please do not wait. Log into Social Security, SSA.gov, and log into your Social Security account, or maybe even give Social Security Administration a call and get connected with a trained rep. And as always, if you have any questions or want any help thinking through what all this means for your retirement plan, our team here at the Radius Group is here to support you however we can. Thanks again for joining us on The Inner Circle. If you found today's episode helpful, please take a moment to like and subscribe. Until next time, this is Tiffany signing off.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.